Blog Talk Radio.
One day my soul opens up, changing my position. Maybe this is my fantasy. One thing can lead to another. Love is why we need each other. Every morning, doing what I do. Monday, go to work. Tuesday, finish at noon. Wednesday, read the morning paper. Thursday, dream of something new. And it was nice. Something's trying to call me. Get in my head. I don't have the time to figure it out.
Israel family and all listening audience, welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarral of Beth Yahweh Congregation. As always, I encourage everyone to grab your Bibles, your study aids, iPads, notepads, pens, pencils, highlighters, you know, and all those items that you need to conduct a good study. As always, we're going to start off with a prayer, asking the Most High to open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears to receive the wonders of His Word. Like always, send me a text, let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to yet another Sabbath day. Another day to meet with you. Another day to get charged up, to get refreshed, to rest, and have fellowship with you. We thank thee for thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, soon coming King. We thank him for laying his life down for us so that we can have an opportunity to meet you, Father. Father, we thank thee for giving us the strength throughout the course of this week to uphold your word, uphold Yahushua in our day-to-day walk. Father, we thank thee for assisting us in getting rid of the shortcomings and the iniquities that you have brought to our minds and giving us the wisdom to get rid of those things. Father, we thank thee for loving us. Father, we thank thee for encouraging us to love one another, but ultimately to love you through thy Son, Yahushua. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Hello, once again, this is Yarao, and this is Can It Be That Simple? Before we get into the lesson today, which is going to be hospitality, I want to, Father put on my mind a few things from last week's lesson and how we were talking about, you know, we are his possession. And one of the things that was mentioned last week was that he's in control of all things, all things, the good, the bad, the in-between. So he brought a couple, you know, a few scriptures to my mind to read just to, you know, just bring that point back and to also understand certain things in regards to Yisrael and humanity, because we've been talking for the past few weeks in regards to talking to Israel or bringing in other people that have heard his word. As we talked about how Yahushua said he has sheep that's not of this fold. We've talked and we've read in various scriptures how the alien and the stranger, how as they walk with Israel, they begin to change. Like we talked about in Corinthians, the end of the Gentiles. And one of the things that, you know, we have also read in the scriptures is how we're going to be doing a greater work. And the greater work, as we come to understand, is bringing the knowledge of Yahushua to those who forgot about him, to those who never knew about him, to those who choose not to follow him, follow what he said, choose not to follow the Torah. So we're going to start off in Deuteronomy chapter 29. We're going to read verses 2 to 6. And it reads, Moses called to all Israel and said to them, You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. The great trials which your eyes saw, the signs and those great wonders. But Yahweh has not given you a heart to know and eyes to see and ears to hear to this day. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not grown old grown old on you, and your shoes have not grown old on your feet. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you may know that I am Yahweh, the mighty one. So this is Moses talking to Israel and letting them know about their state, that he chose them not to see and understand, not to hear. And he also talks about how they hadn't had strong drink or drunk wine, because we read later in the scriptures how these things can alter your perception on things. So from here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 through 10. And it reads, and this is where, you know, the Most High is talking to, well, Yahweh is talking to Isaiah. And it reads, I heard Yahweh's voice saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. He said, go and tell this people, you hear indeed, but do not understand. You see indeed, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people fat. Make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn again and be healed. So this is talking about the state of Israel, talking about how, you know, they don't understand. They're not hearing the word. They're not perceiving the word. And unless they turn back to the Father or turn back to Yahweh, they will not be healed of their infirmities, of their disease. Now we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. And it reads, hear now this foolish people, and without understanding, who have eyes and do not see, who have ears and do not hear. Do not you fear me, says Yahweh? Won't you tremble at my presence, who have placed the sands for a bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and through its waves toss through themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people has a revolting and a rebellious heart. They have revolted and gone. Neither do they say in their heart, let us now fear Yahweh, our mighty one, who gives rain both the former and latter in its season, who preserves to us the appointed weeks of the harvest. So right here, Jeremiah is talking to the people, talking about how foolish they are, and he compares Israel to nature and how nature does what it's supposed to do. However, humanity, or Israel at the time, is not being obedient, is being rebellious, and has no fear of the Mighty One. Even though, when we talk about, you know, at this point in Israel history, they are familiar with the exodus from Egypt. They're familiar with all the things that Yahweh did to the Egyptians. But yet they still not, they do not fear him. So from here we're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It's on the same lines. And it reads, the word of Yahweh also came to me saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, who have eyes to see and do not see, who have ears to hear and do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. And this is just talking about Israel. This is what we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be dealing with a rebellious house, a house that doesn't want to do right, a house that is okay with doing wrong and not fearing Yahweh. But ultimately, we have to come to understand what our mission is. And it is to turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers, and the father's hearts back to the children. We have to bring that righteousness back into Israel's mind so that they can practice and do these things. Now we're going to go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 13. And this is the Messiah. He said, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, neither do they understand." From here we're going to go to Acts chapter 28, verse 23 to 27. And it reads, "When they had appointed him a day, many people came to him at his lodging. He explained to them, testified about the kingdom of Yah, and persuaded them concerning Yahushua, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. From morning until evening, some believed the things that were spoken, and some disbelieved. When they didn't agree among themselves, they departed, after Paul had spoken one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers, saying, 'Go to this people and say, in hearing you will hear, but will in no way understand. In seeing you will see, but will in no way perceive. For this people's heart has grown callous, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and will turn again, and I will heal them.'" So just getting back to understanding that when we talk to strangers and aliens, you know, not really want to look at the term aliens, because we understand that aliens mean people that's outside of the fold. But when we talk to strangers or those who are not of the knowledge of Israel, not walking in the ways of Israel, because we have many people that are calling themselves Israel, but they're not perceiving the Torah. They're not hearing the Torah when people are speaking it to them. You know, like many times, I think various times throughout the scripture, Yahushua say, "He who has an ear, let him hear." Because when we're using our ears is how we hear information. And that information that we hear, we process in our mind. That's where our seat of intellect is in our mind. So we have to hear the words, and that spirit would give us the wisdom to perceive it and understand it with our mind, which will cause us to internal, to do it, to practice what we're coming to understand. So, Father also put on my mind Abraham, because one of the things that he put on my mind in regards to Abraham was that Abraham was hospitable. That's why this particular lesson is dealing with hospitality. Because when we deal with strangers, we have to show them a level of hospitality. We have to have a genuine concern for their well-being, to invite them into our home, to show them kindness. And one of the things that we're going to be, you know, as we walk this way with Yah, walk this way with Yahushua, because he clearly stated that he was the way, the truth, and the life. So as we walk in Yahushua, we possess all of those things. We possess the route in which we should travel. We possess the truth, which is the word, as the scriptures say, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. And when we talk about sanctifying them, that means separating them. You know, so we're actually, you know, the Father has already separated us from the rest of the world. He scattered us throughout the world. But now we have to possess him. And how we possess him is through his son, Yahushua, by cleaving to that word, by cleaving to that way, by cleaving to life. Because as we sacrifice our daily, our thinking, our ways, we allow the life of Yahushua to dwell in us and to and walk forth. And allowing that light that he possessed to shine forth through us. So getting into this hospitality, I'm going to read a couple of examples of hospitality that Abraham showed and some of his descendants. So we also have to show levels of hospitality. If we are calling ourselves one of Abraham's seed, or being. So, I'm going to start off in Genesis chapter 18, verse 1-8. And you know, you may be familiar with this story. And it reads, Yahweh appeared to him by the oak of Mamre as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked and saw that three men stood opposite him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door. He bowed himself to the earth and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please do not go away from your servant. Now let a little water be fetched, wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. I will get a morsel of bread so you can refresh your heart. After that, you may go your way. Now that you have come to your servant, they said, Very well, do as you have said. Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, Quickly, prepare three measures of fine meal, knead it and make cakes. Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a tender and good calf and gave it to his servant, Harry. He hurried to dress it. He took butter, milk, and the calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them. He stood by them under the tree, and they ate. So this is a He was hospitable. He seen three strangers. He looked up, you know. He gave praise to them. He washed their feet. He fed them. He gave them a place to rest. This is definitely being hospitable. And we know when you get into this story that, you know, he had just got finished going through, a little situation. And even though he was, you know, he had went through this thing, he still had no problems with running out and meeting these men. So now we're going to go to Genesis 19, verse 1-3. And this is also connected to this same story when we're dealing with this occurrence. And it reads, The two angels came to Sodom at evening. Lot sat at the gate of Sodom. Lot saw them and rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face to the earth, and he said, "See now, my Lord, please turn aside to your servant's house. Stay all night. Wash your feet, and you can rise up early and go on your way." They said, "No, but we will stay in the street all night." He urged them greatly, and they came in with him and entered into his house. He made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. So this is another story of hospitality. And this was the story, this is Lot's nephew. So this is not Lot's nephew, this is Abraham's nephew. And Abraham taught his nephew various things in his journey because his nephew stayed with him. And his nephew picked up hospitality. So from here, we're going to go to Exodus. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. And it reads, "Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters. They came and drew water and filled the trough to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flocks." "When they came to Reuel, their father, he said, 'How is it that you have returned so early today?' They said, 'An Egyptian delivered us out of the hands of the shepherds. And moreover, he drew water for us and watered the flock.' He said to his daughters, 'Where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread.' Moses was content to dwell with the man." So this is just another opportunity of a gentleman, or Reuel. Later, you know, we find out that his name is Jethro, but he's called Reuel. And I believe his name means friend of El. So he was a friend of the Mighty One. Or at least that's his name. That's what his name means. And he was, you get into his history, Midian was actually a son of Abraham. So this is just another aspect of him being hospitable and grateful for the kindness that Moses showed his daughters in assisting him. So I'm just giving those examples, you know, in regards to being hospitable. Because Moses was a stranger to Reuel. You know, the angels were strangers, even though he knew who they were, or had understood who they were, but he still expressed hospitality. I think there's a scripture to say, you know, we have to be good to everybody because we never know when we'll be entertaining angels. And these two, you know, the first two sets of scripture we read, that's what they were doing. They were entertaining messengers of the Most High. So now we're going to go to John chapter 6. We're going to read verses 26 and 27, then 35 to 37. Just talking about hospitality and dealing with strangers. And it reads, verse 26, Yahushua answered them, most certainly I tell you, and you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perish, but for the food which remains to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for Yah, the Father, has sealed him. Yahushua said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not be hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But I told you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All those who the Father give me will come to me. Him who comes to me, I will in no way throw out. So, the Most High led me here because we have to be understanding that when we out there and we talking about that word, we're actually feeding people Yahushua. We're feeding people the bread of life. Why? Because he is life. But then you also have people who are just going to be fellowshipping and interacting with you for the sake of a meal. That physical food, they're not even in tune or trying to accept that spiritual food, because their minds are, you know, as we know, our minds, the carnal mind, is not subject to the laws of the Most High. And we know that the Word in the Most High is spiritual. And we know that sometimes we're going to come across people who are just purely physical. And they're not going to even understand the physical connotation that we give them in regards to the Word. But as we know, it is the will of the Father to open their ears, to open their eyes, to grant them understanding. But we still have to do what we have to do, and that is sharing the bread of life that has been given to us with those in whom we come in contact with. So from here, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to read chapter 9, verses 11 and verse 14. And this is Paul speaking, and it reads, if we sow to you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we recap your fleshly things. Even so, Yahushua ordained that those who proclaim the good news should live from the good news. Now, not saying that, you know, we should be getting paid for passing on the word of the Most High. But this is what Paul is saying to them, because I think we're going to read later on how Messiah, when he sent the apostles, not the apostles, the disciples out, he told them not to take anything with them. Don't take any money, don't take any food, don't take nothing. Don't take, you know, just take, you know, he told them not to take two coats or nothing. So this is where this is coming from, because what they had was their spiritual knowledge of the Most High. And see, and that's where that hospitality comes into play, because those who thirst for that word and hunger for that word, and those who have been chosen, when the disciples come through, or a man of the Most High comes through and speaking the word, they should be more than grateful and gladly want to invite the man of God into their presence, into their home. Why? Because the man of God can bless their home. bless their home both spiritually and physically. We have an example of that when Elijah was on the scene, and it was in the midst of a famine, and a mother had a little bit of grain, a little bit of oil, and she had a son. And the prophet went to her and said, hey, you know, give it to me. You know, because she was planning on eating that little morsel of food, her and her son, and she was anticipating dying. And the prophet said to her, if you give that to me, as long as this famine is here, your oil and your grain will not diminish. She gave it to him, and that's what happened. Throughout the famine, she continued to have oil. She continued to have grain, and she survived the famine. So this is the connotation that this is about. You know, when you go into a home and you speak in the word of the Most High, that appreciation for that word causes them to give you the things that you need physically. From here, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 10. I want to read verse, I think, well, I just got finished talking about it. Wow. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10, verses 10 to 13. And it reads, take no bag for your journey, neither two coats nor shoes nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. And to whatever city or village you enter, find out who's in it is worthy. And stay there until you go on. As you enter into the household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come on to it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. Luke chapter 10, verse 6 and 7. Same connotation as Matthew. And it reads, if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house and drink the things they give. For the labor is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Now we're going to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 9. And it reads, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. In love of the brothers, be tenderly affectionate one to another, and honor, preferring one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Messiah, rejoicing in hope, enduring in troubles, continuing steadfast in prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. And I looked the word hospitality up in this particular scripture, and it's in your Greek lexicon, it's 5382. Philoxenos, and it means loving strangers. Hospitable, loving strangers. So one of the things that we have to do, we have to show love to strangers. You know, even though, you know, one of the things that says charity starts at home, and that's saying, you know, and that's loving your family. But being hospitable is showing your love for a stranger. So I also looked the word hospitality up in the Webster's Dictionary, and it means the friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, or strangers. Hospitality is a level of generosity. It's a level of being friendly. You know, and like in the definition that the Greek saying is loving strangers. But, you know, in order to share this word of the Most High, you know, we have to be friendly. You know, we have to be loving as far as ministering this word and sharing this word. You know, it's not about knocking somebody up overside the head and saying, you wrong, you wrong, you wrong. It's bringing them to an understanding of what the truth is. And in the midst of them understanding what the truth is, they will realize within themselves how they were in error. And they will be more thankful in the manner in which you gave it to them as being loving and friendly than being cruel and harsh. So from here, we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, this is a faithful saying. If a man seeks the office of an overseer, in some translations it says bishop, he desires a good work. The overseer, therefore, must be without reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, sensible, modest, hospitable, good at teaching. So, when you have an office, as this was talking about being the office of a bishop, you have to be hospitable, you know. You have to be willing to accept people in your home, willing to teach. From here, we're going to go to Titus. Chapter 1, verse 7-9. And it's just another way of, you know, repeating what was said in Timothy. And it reads, for the overseer must be blameless, as Yah's steward, not self-pleasing, not easily angered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for dishonest, gain. But given to hospitality, a lover of good, sober-minded, fair, holy, self-controlled, holding to the faithful word, which is according to the teaching, that he may be able to exhort in sound doctrine and to convict those who contradict him. So, family, this message was about being hospitable and having the opportunity to teach a stranger, teach someone who's unfamiliar with the ways of the Most High, and being friendly and loving and caring. But we also have to be loving and friendly and caring to one another. But he calls that charity because, as we read, I think a couple weeks ago, how Yeshua told Peter to feed his sheep. And we know the sheep are older lambs. And sometimes older lambs do need some teaching, do need some refreshing. Because as we get older in the Word, we tend to forget some things. And we do need some refreshing. So ultimately, we have to be kind to one another, kind to other people. Because that's what Yahushua was. He was kind to everyone. Even to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He was kind in the way that he dealt with them. But they understood what he was saying because he was firm. Being firm doesn't mean that you're being harsh. You're just being firm, showing your authority. And that's what we have to also do when we're speaking the word of Yah. When we speak in the Torah, when we uphold in Yahushua, we have to speak with authority. Speak what we understand. Speak what we know. Speak what we perceive. If you don't know, search it out. Search it out. If you don't know, ask. What the scriptures say? If you don't know, ask the Father. He will lead and guide you. He will send someone to you with that answer. He will send you that answer. And you have to be patient when you send a prayer and asking for answers to questions. You have to be patient. There's a story in the scriptures that talks about that when Daniel prayed. He got that response to his prayer 21 days later. But when the angel got there with his response, he said, hey, the Father answered you as soon as you set your eyes toward him. So the Father does answer our prayers. He answers the prayers of the righteous. He answers those prayers that are according to his will for you and for your purpose. And sometimes we have to accept that the answer is no. That's not what I want for you. Just like a parent to a child. Sometimes a parent tells a child, his child, no. So we have to understand that, you know, we are a child to the Most High. We take on a variety of characters to the Most High. Just like in our households, we have various roles that we have to play. Or not play, but fulfill. Because this is not a game. Even though we come across people who may think that serving the Most High is a game. Some people might think that this is a fairy tale. But we know that the word is true. We know that these stories that are in this word happen. So we know that if we go contrary to the word, that the word already told us what's going to happen to us. And see, and that's one thing in this day and time that people don't realize. There are consequences for your actions. When you do good, you get good. When you do wrong, you get wrong. You know, or when you do good, you get rewarded. When you do bad, you get punished. And these are the consequences for your level of obedience or disobedience. But getting back to the whole purpose of the lesson today was about being hospitable. This is one of the attributes that I've come to realize that was passed down by Abraham, being hospitable, having no problem with inviting someone to your home or inviting someone in and offering them something to eat, offering them something to drink, offer them a seat to rest their feet. You know, might not be washing no feet, but I don't have a problem with all the other stuff. Not saying that I wouldn't wash feet, because I do that on the Passover season. So, and that's something that Yahushua did also. So these are different examples that that were manifested in the Word. And we have to be mindful that, you know, once again, I might be sounding like a broken record now, but this task that's ahead of us and talking to people that's outside of the fold and talking to strangers is what we have to do. Because we have to, you know, as they stand, you know, we got to stop preaching to the choir. You know, because the choir already knows the song. Already knows the song. But the Messiah said that there's sheep that's out there that's of this fold, but they're not here. And how can they get here unless we talk to them? Unless we talk to somebody, unless somebody hears through the grapevine, you know, because the Father will send people to you, will send people around you, because His word will go forth, because He has a plan, and His plan will go forth. So, family, I hope this morsel of food that was given to you tonight just give you an opportunity to just think about something else to add to your walk or add to your meditation, and that's about being hospitable and understanding that the people that we're talking to, their ears are not hearing, their mind is not perceiving, and their eyes, I think I'm saying it wrong, but I think y'all understand where I'm coming from. We have to gird up, put on that whole armor. We have to gird up. We have to operate and the fruit of the Spirit. We have to operate in Yahushua. Because one of the things we, you know I said I was getting ready to get off the air, but one of the things we have to realize that in the beginning, you know, that covenant was made, those laws were written on stone. And those people looked to that stone as being where it's supposed to be. And they did the physical aspect, but did not understand the spiritual connotation of the things that they were doing. Why? Because the Father did not open their eyes to it. But we live in a day and time where the Father has opened our eyes to what that meant and what that symbolized. And then as we get into Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 31, verse 33, where he talks about how I will put my laws on your inward part. I will put my laws on your mind, and I will cause you to serve me. I will cause you to keep them. That's what Yeshua is doing. See, because when he sends his spirit to us, what is it doing? It's causing them laws and statutes and judgments and those things that's in us to cause us to do the right thing. But we have to willingly submit to those things. Not be like Israel of the past, rebellious, revolting. See, the war that you're having is in yourselves. You're warring with Yahushua inside your mind. Surrender to Him. surrender. Turn your heart back to him, and he will heal it. He will heal you. Return back to your first love. Remember those days of old when you first started walking in the ways of the Most High. When your mind opened up and you was like, wow, if I only knew this 10 years ago. See, where we at, some of us at, we at that point where 10 years ago. No, we couldn't handle it 10 years ago. We got it now and we understanding it now. So because we're understanding it now, we have to operate and walk in the understanding. We can't pull up that old stuff because that old data is not good right now. It's not good. It's not good right now. It's good to help others to bring them to where you are, but it's not good for you. Because you are at a different level. The Father opens each and every person's mind at the level in which he wants them to be. And he wants us to function as a unit, as a body. But we have to look to the head. And allow the head to lead and guide us, which is Yahushua. Allow that seed that dwells within us. You know, and the Father just brought that to my mind because we recently, you know, seen a picture of the human brain connected to the spinal cord. And for those who understand what the pictograph for the nun is that seed. Now, looking at that seed, the mind, the brain, hooked to the spinal cord, looks like that seed. So each and every man or human has that seed within his body. Within his body. And Yahushua connects himself to that seed and allows that wisdom and his spirit to go throughout your body. Because that spinal cord is the connector for all the other parts of the body. You're receiving that information from that brain, from that mind. Yahushua dwells within us. Yahushua dwells within us. So, family, once again, I bid everyone a good Sabbath. I hope that everyone enjoyed this morsel of food. It might have been dessert for some, might have been a snack for others. Hopefully you enjoyed what the Father put on my heart, on my mind to speak to you all tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior and Redeemer, we ask of thee to grant us a peaceful slumber tonight. Lead and guide us. Continue to give honor and give praise to you. Strengthen us in your ways and in your truth. And allow the light of thy Son, the life of thy Son, the way of thy Son, the truth of thy Son, to reside within us individually and collectively, so that we can be in agreement with you, O Father. For we know that your Son, El Shaddai, does not do anything unless you tell him. He is an obedient Son. Help us to be obedient sons and daughters through the strength of Yahushua. May we meditate on thy truth in our slumber. We ask for thee to protect us from danger seen and unseen. May we stand on your word in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. We ask for thee to continue to heal the sick, help those who need comfort. We ask of thee, O Father, as in your word you say you will be what you will be. To those who need you, give them the assistance that they need. May they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth. Father, as we come before thee on thy Sabbath day, to give praise and give honor to thy Son's name, Yahushua. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Father, we ask these things, and we pray in the name of thy Son, our Lord, our Savior and Redeemer, and soon coming King, Yahushua, whose spilled blood has cleansed us and allowed us to have peace. Amen.